Another nice looking day today. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but we'll take it. 20 degrees in the sunshine. I always say that the best time to prepare for things is when it's warm outside rather than waiting for when it gets cold. That includes your home for winter. Matt Bartake from Boss Plumbing joins us this morning. Matt, there are a few things that we can do to prepare our homes for the cold weather.
The biggest thing with furnaces is all airflow is the major factor. So that filter, never forget about that filter. Every 2 to 3 months, you should be changing that.
Something else, too, with the filters, a lot of people just kind of slide them in there. There's a proper way to put a filter in, right?
Yeah, there's that little arrow. Point the arrow to your furnace. That's the way the air flows. It comes through the duct and up through the furnace.
But you guys come out and clean furnaces and that type of thing and make sure everything's, you know, all the gas spouts are working properly. But is there something that the homeowner can do to kind of prep the furnace themselves?
Yeah, there's definitely professional services with duct cleaning and everything that can be done. But the simple tips for yourself to make sure that you don't have just a nuisance call out, that something small is, you want to make sure if you have a high efficient furnace, your vents outside the house, make sure those are clean. This time of year, leaves can be falling and something might obstruct that. If the furnace can't push air in or out from the combustion gas, it's going to give errors. And then the filters, what we talked about, those are the two main things. And then you can always just pull off your top cabinet, give that furnace a vacuum, pull off the bottom door, give that a vacuum, and then that helps keep all the dust out of the furnace as well.
So, you know, when you first kick in the furnace and you get that nice furnacey warm smell that comes out of there, it's almost comforting as you're getting into winter. Is it a good idea to make sure you got carbon monoxide detectors all ready to go? Because, you know, it's been sitting there for a while. You want to make sure that you don't have any danger.
Exactly. That's carbon monoxide. That's one of the most dangerous things with burning gas. So having one on each floor, you can get plug-in ones. A lot of new housing, they have them built into the smoke detector, so you're being protected there. So having that stuff and testing it is the safest way to keep your family safe.
We hate to say goodbye to our AC because we now know that summer's done. Is there anything that we should do before we put the AC to bed for the winter?
The AC, they're designed to live outside, so they're used to this weather. Usually in spring, you can give it a nice spray out to clean it. In winter, some people like to cover them. That's kind of an old school mentality, so it's not always done anymore. If you want to protect it that way, you can cover it. But if you just want to shut it off, you can flip the breaker inside, make sure now it doesn't turn on when it gets too hot inside if one of the wires aren't set up correctly. So you can just turn the breaker off to that and leave it till spring.
Matt Bartake from Boss Plumbing joining us this morning, giving us some good tips as we wind down summer and get winter going here. Matt, thanks very much for this.
Thanks, Shaq. Have a good rest of your fall.